Okay, continuing. Shir HaShirim. I just want to, one last thing from last week that I remembered later in the day, just to bring out. We talked about last week the concept of the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. And Chutz Laretz has Dinim and Skulas of Eretz Yisrael. They have the Arichas Yamim and all of that, which is a pshat as well, why Yaakov Avinu, on the way down to Mitzrayim, and he was all nervous how he's going to survive in Mitzrayim, so he sent Yehuda ahead of him to set up a Beis Talmud, to set up a Beis HaMedrash. So what was so important about having the Beis HaMedrash there? Because Yaakov Avinu didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's clear from the Psukim, originally his plan was just to go see Yosef and then come back to Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going down for the long haul. And so he sent Yehuda ahead to set up a Beis Talmud. Why did he need a Beis Talmud? Because a Beis Talmud, a Beis HaMedrash, has the schools of Eretz Yisrael. When you're in the Beis HaMedrash, you never really left Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu had to make sure that from the moment he gets there, he already has a place that he's never really leaving Eretz Yisrael. That's why he had to have the Beis Talmud before he got there. He didn't even want to have a place. He didn't have to want to spend any time in Mitzrayim not being in Eretz Yisrael. So that's, according to that Mahalach, that's why Yaakov Avinu needed the Beis HaMedrash there in Mitzrayim. Now we continue. Pasuk Tes, the next Pasuk. V'susasi b'richvei faroi dimisich rayosi. So Rashi says, L'susasi b'richvei paroi. Rashi says, likvitza susim harbe. The word l'susasi means that a gathering of many horses. Sha'asafti machanoisai lotes likrosecha. Rashi says it's a mashal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered his machane of malachim to go out to save you from the richvei paroi. L'susasi means my gathering of horses, which is not literally horses. It means my cavalry of malachim that are coming l'richvei paroi to save you. Paroi was chasing after you with his chariots. So I brought my malachim to help you out and save you. Dimisich rayasi. So Rashi has two pshatim. Either it means dimisich is a lashon of quieting down, is a lashon of making something quiet. So therefore Rashi says, Dimisich Rayasi, I quieted down your cries, my beloved, because you were davening and crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I said, Hashem ilochem lochem v'atem tacharishun, you should be quiet. So Rashi and Shir HaShirim here is telling us that's quiet from your crying out to Hashem. Hashem says, I'm taking care of it. So by sending my chariots against his chariots, I quieted you down. Or, dimisich rayasi, the word dimisich, says Rashi Davar Acher, means I showed, dimisich, I showed, I demonstrated, rayasi, that you are my beloved. By me coming and fighting for you, I demonstrated to everybody that you, Klal Yisrael, are my beloved, and I'm going to fight your fight. So that's how Rashi learns the Pasuk. It's talking about, by Yetzias Mitzrayim and by Kriyas Yamsuf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim to save us. The Gaon learns very differently. The Gaon says as follows. The Gaon says, L'susasi, susasi is a lashon of sus nikeva. Is a lashon, that's why there's a samach there, a tuf there. It's not just a sus, it's a susasi. And he says sometimes you find in Lashon HaKodesh that you have a yud get stuck onto the end of a word, like it says. It says the word should be Hayoyshev Bashamayim. It says Hayoyshvi Bashamayim. Sometimes in Lashon HaKodesh you have these extra yuds. So it's called Yipui Haloshen. Sometimes it's just to beautify the language, and I don't know exactly what the rules are, when and where it applies. So, L'susasi b'richvei paroi. So, susasi is referring to a female sus. And he says, V'hainu mipnei shelemochama hanekevas me'ulas yoyser. When it comes to fighting a war, if you want to take a horse into war, it's better to take a female horse. Now, here, in the first pshat of the Gra, he doesn't say why that is. In his second pshat, he says the reason is because a sus zocher hayreg baila vilmachama. Male horses are much more wild, and because of that, eventually they end up almost killing their rider. Because they throw them off and they get too spooked and whatever it is. Mashenkin, the nekevas are much calmer, so if you want to take a horse into war and you as the rider feel safety, you take a female horse, so it's mu'ulais b'yoyser. Not only that, the Mitzudos brings down, the Mitzudos Siyan says over here in Shir HaShirim, that the reason why the it's not referring to war, they just say a little different shot, that they used to use female horses to pull the chariots. That's how the king and Sarim used to use it. And the reason is because when you have a chariot being pulled, you want it to go at a slow pace. You don't want it flying 60 miles an hour. It's not going to be too good. So the male ones, are more wild, a similar idea. And because of that, you can't get them to go at a slow pace. So therefore, the derech of the more chashev horses being used, whether it's like the Gaon saying for war, or the Mitzudah saying to pull the chariots, you use female horses. So we're just trying to show what's the spitz type of horse, what's the most chashev type of horse. Then we say, which one of the most chashev horses? The ones berichve paray. Because says the Gra, and it's really today's daf and daf ayayim in Sanhedrin, Iker hasusim atayvim boy mimitzrayim. The best horses come from Mitzrayim, and that's why it says by a melech, lo yarba lo susim, v'lo yoshev ha-mitzrayimah. He shouldn't have too many horses, but the Gemara today's daf explains what that means, because you'll end up back in Mitzrayim. So now, if we're talking about the best type of horses, the female, we're from the ones in Mitzrayim. Now, Mistama says the Gra, the king of Mitzrayim has the best of the horses in Mitzrayim. So if you want to define what's the most spitz horses in the entire world, you have the female horses and the chariots of Paray, because he was the Melech of Mitzrayim. They were the Mufcher Shebechal Ha'ilam. And what did they do to those horses? In Mitzrayim, they had a minik. When you wanted to, when you went out to the store to buy jewelry, usually you weren't buying jewelry for your wife. They used to buy jewelry for their horses. They used to decorate and buy more jewelry for their horses than they did for themselves and their wives. And that's why we find, the Gemara tells us, Bizas Hayam was so big, it was bigger than the Biza of Mitzrayim. Meaning, when the Bnei Yisrael of Mitzrayim went and they borrowed all the Klei Chesef, Klei Zavu, Smalais that they borrowed from the people, what did they get on the Yam? On the Yam, they got all the Biza from the horses. And the horses had more jewelry than the people had. That's why Gedoyla Biza Sayam more than the people.
Behind to their cars, they've been torn to their cars.
Right, same idea. Yeah, you can apply it wherever you want to apply. Dogs, cars, you know. We have our own type of horses. Yeah, but you're 100% right. Yeah, 100% right. So Zaktagra, Mimela, if you want to say, we're now talking about Paray's horses, probably, he says, Mistama, there's a lot of Mistamas in this Gra, Mistama, Paray's horse, Kishet Oisei Gamkein Ma'oid Ma'oid. So if you want to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to say how beloved Klal Yisrael is here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you want to know how beloved you are to me, Klal Yisrael? L'susasi berichvei Paray. I'm comparing you to the most chashiva, beloved sus in the world. So a female one, which is Ma'ula, in Mitzrayim, Paray, who has the most kishutim, has the most things, sheyofi mikol asusim shebo'ilam, umekushotis ma'oid, kach ata be'eina. You, Klal Yisrael, hayofa mikol ha'umais, you're the most beautiful and chashiv amongst all the nations, but I'm trying to bring a raya here. Hashem says, just like they adorned all their horses, v'gam, I also adorned you, rayasi, my beloved. What are the adornments? That's going to be the next pasuk, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to describe to us what the adornments are. So according to Rashi, we're talking about Kriyas Yamsuf and Mitzrayim, and the next psukim are going to lead into that as well, the Bizas Hayam. It's a specific type, a specific time that we're talking about. The Gra says we're going to a general explanation here about the Kishutim that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave to Klal Yisrael, because we are the Ma'ula, because we are the most beloved, like Susasi Berichvei Parek. So let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk says, Navu L'chayayich Batoyrim, Tzavareich Bacharuzim. L'chayayich, your cheeks, navu, were beautiful, batayrim, with a tar. So Rashi says, shurois nizme oizen, it's rows of earrings, umatzchezav, and a golden plate that goes on the forehead. The forehead and goes around to the cheeks, plus there's some earrings as well. So we describe the cheeks of Klal Yisrael are beautiful with these tayrim. And Savareich, And your necks, b'charuzim, that's with necklaces. A charuz is like a string of charuzah shel machrayzah shel dogim, is a string of fish in Eilu Metzias. So charuzis is when you string things together on a string, is for like a necklace. That is, your neck was beautiful, b'charuzim. Says Rashi, this is talking about the gold of Bizas Hayom. And that was after the pasuk before Hashem went and fought for us. So now, Bizas Hayom, we have these beautiful things. Says the Gra. Novel l'chayayich batayrim, pirish. The tachshit sha'oisim ke'en roish tar, bal sholosh zavias. This is talking about a certain type of tachshit that was made in the shape of a triangle. It had three corners to it, and it somehow would fit around the cheeks. And we'll talk about it in a moment. Savarech b'charuzim, that's talking about, like we said, it's a string, some type of jewelry with a string, that's full of all different types of avanim and margolias, all types of precious stones and pearls, and each one is really a separate type, but you put them together, you gather them together on the string, that's what connects them. So the first one is one solid piece. The piece of jewelry is one solid piece that adorns, made out of three corners. And the second one, the necklace, is a bunch of small pieces that are brought together by a string.
The three corners on each cheek? Like
two it doesn't, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure. He doesn't really say. It says it's a tachshit shel isha. The Bar Tanura also says this. In Kalayim it talks about this, and the Bar Tanura, because in Kalayim it talks about when you have different types of things growing. So if it, what happens if one min is going into the other min kiroish tur, like a triangle? So you have like rows of wheat, and you have grapes going into them. This. So they look very separate because they're going in different shapes. These are going in rows, and this is coming in a triangle. That's what the Mishnah in Kalayim is talking about. So over there, the Bar Tanura says, Ratz Roish Tur, that's our Tairim. He says, Shame Tachshish Alisha, also Shetzurasei Mishuleshes, and he brings our Pasuk, Turei Zav Nasalach. So it has three corners to it. So I'm not sure. This is the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah, says it's something they put on their ears that has three corners. Maybe it's a three corner type of. I don't know if it comes around or if it's just earrings and that adorns the cheeks. So I'm not exactly sure exactly what it specifically is. So says the Gra. So he says you have two things over here. You have the thing that fits on the face. That's made out of one piece. One piece, three corners to it. So again, either one ear or other ear, but it's still, it's not, the jewelry is one piece jewelry. The neck, that's made out of small pieces. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two things. He gave us Torah and he gave us mitzvahs. And these are the adornments he gave us. Torah, he says, is ikar baraish. It's mainly in a person's head. His ears he uses to hear. His eyes he uses to see the Torah. His mouth he uses to speak the Torah. A person's body, hands and feet, and the rest of his torso, that's used for asiyas ha-mitzvahs. That's used to accomplish things. He says the difference between Torah and mitzvahs is that mitzvahs, first of all, each asiyas ha-mitzvah is on its own. Each one, he says, for example, Pesach, Sukkah, Tzitzis, each mitzvah is a mitzvah unto itself. Torah, all of Torah, he says, is considered one unit. So he says, when it comes to mitzvahs, every mitzvah is zudai malacheres. They're similar, but they're not the same. Uva Torah hadibur shava l'chala Torah. But by Torah, Torah is one unit. You can learn all of Torah bevat achas uvizman echad. Mitzvahs, you can't do them all at the same time. When you put on your tefillin, you can't eat matzah because on Pesach, because they're two different times. Mitzvahs are independent of each other because they're separate times that you do them. Mashenkin Torah, Torah is bevasachas uvizman echad. And therefore, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that when it talks about Torah, the pasuk says, Levoyas chein liroy shecha. Levoyas chein is also, says the Gra, it's a tachshit that's made out of one piece. That's liroy shecha, that's for your head. Anokim is again a necklace made of numerous pieces. So that's legargaroi secha, that's for your neck. The neck is the top of the beginning of the rest of the body. So when we want to talk about Torah, which is in your head, it's one chaticha, it's one piece. because Torah, you can learn all the time, you can do all the time. Everything's equal when it comes to Torah. When it comes to mitzvahs, the rest of the body, so they're strung together because all mitzvahs are connected to a degree, but it's individual different jewels on the necklace because all mitzvahs are independent from each other. So that's what he says. Navu l'chayayich, I adorned your cheeks. Now there's two cheeks, a right and a left. Batayrim, using this type of jewelry, because there's two tairas. There's tairas shebiksav and tairas shebalpeh. So therefore, each one is its own jewel. And each of the tairas has three corners. Tairas shebiksav has tairas neviyim and ksuvim, and tairas shebalpeh has Mishnah, Gemara, and Braisa. So each of the tairas has three corners because there's three pratim to them. So that's navu l'chayayich batayrim, v'tzavareich bacharuzim, and then your neck, which is the mitzvahs, I adorned it with all these mitzvahs which are not connected to each other. And that's, or I'm saying they're connected, but they're not one piece. And that's a similar gross as a mishlei, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, teirosi al tazayvu. Lekach toiv, says the gra, that's talking about mitzvahs. Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. That's the lekach toiv. Because mitzvahs, you're loikeach biyadayim. You take them with your hand to go do it. But teirosi al tazayvu. Mitzvahs, it depends when the time is. You got to take it. Tairasi al tazayvu. Never leave my Torah. Torah doesn't have a set time. Torah you do all the time. V'gisa b'yayim b'laylos al tazayvu. Never leave it. So that is the two things here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I adorned you with the headgear. The headgear is the two Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. And then on your neck, that's all the mitzvahs. Now, in the second shot, the Gaon adds a little bit of a different knetch. And he says as follows. He says, and this is, first he says, when it comes to Bechlal, Tachshitim, and this is going to be leading into the next pasuk a little bit, he says, the best Tachshit, he says, Tyrin again, he says the same idea on the cheeks, and they're three-cornered. He says, if a Tachshit is Kulay Shel Zav, it's one solid piece of gold, Hu Ma'ula B'Mahusa. That's like the best you could have, solid piece of gold. But then that's mu'ula b'mahus. That means what it is, it's materials. It's solid, it's not mixed with other things. But just if something solid piece of gold doesn't make it the most beautiful that it could be. You could then use your malacha. You could have a person who's a craftsman who's able to take that gold and then make it even more beautiful by either putting pictures on it, or sometimes you could inlay it, he says, with some silver. And then what ends up happening is that the gold shines out, but then you have these like dots of silver. And that in the next pasuk, we're going to see the concept of nekudos hakesef. That's the dots of silver that's even more beautiful than the solid gold, is when you'll put silver there and you have the shiny gold with the dots of silver. So now, he says as follows. He says a very interesting thing. He says these two tachshitim are not just symbolizing Torah and mitzvahs. He says when you want to give a present to your wife or a present to a woman, it depends what she excels in and what type of present. If she's a bala seichel, if she uses her intellect and her mind, so you give her a tachshit al harosh. You celebrate her head, so you give her a tachshit on her head to celebrate her head. If she's someone who has beautiful maisim taivim, then you give her a necklace, because that celebrates her guf. That's the tchilas haguf, as we said, and that celebrates that she does maisim begufa. So now here he says something, which we're going to have to figure out exactly what he means, because it may not be so clear. He says, Eishes Rabbi Akiva made for her, now his words are, al tzavara, on her neck, ir Yerushalayim didava. In Ir Shel Zav, the Gemara tells us in a few places, Ksubis and Shabbos, Ir Shel Zav, Rabbi Akiva made this beautiful piece of jewelry that had in it, engraved in it, the picture of Yerushalayim, and he made it for his wife. Now here the Gra uses the words, he put it on her neck. The Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel's wife was jealous, and went to Rabbi Gamliel, why don't you give me such a piece of jewelry? So Rabbi Gamliel told her, because you don't measure up to her, which means, says the Gra, she did Ma'isim Toivim, an unbelievable fashion. Look what she did for Rabbi Akiva. So she got the most beautiful necklace that symbolizes the highest level of Ma'isim Toivim. But your Ma'isim are not holding by that, so therefore, maybe he got her a necklace, I'm sure he did, but it wasn't the Yerushalayim Shel Zav, the Yerushalayim Shel Zav of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore he says, again, Tachshit HaRosh, when you give her that one on her head, it's Miksha Echad, it's one solid piece, Neged HaSeichel, because intellect, your Seichel is Echad. But when it comes to Maisim Tovim, that's the necklace, there's all different types of Maisim Tovim. Yesh Kama Mine Maisim, Masha Noeg Hayayim, and Noeg Lamachar, what you could do good today, you can't do tomorrow. So therefore it's made out of pieces. So it's a very similar thing. So when he fears ice, what the mashal is, it's the same as before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he gave us the Ma'isim Tayvim, that part remains the same. But in this Nekuda, where he talks about the wives of Rabbi Akiva and Gamliel, here's a little bit of an issue. And the issue is, Rabbi Avda points out, the issue is as follows. Because, when you look over there in the Gemaras, in Nedarim, and in Saita also talks about an Irshal Zav when it talks about what they weren't allowed to put on after the, because of Chorban Beis Hamikdash, Zechel Chorban, you weren't to put on the Kalas. So what is an Irshal Zav? So Rashi learns an Irshal Zav is a certain type of round takshit that you hook onto a garment, almost like a pin. Rashi says you use some type of string to brooch to tie it on. It wasn't mamash a pin, but it goes on a cloak. However, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, Rosh, the Rav, and the Gra all say an ir shel zav is some type of crown that goes al harosh, on the head. Now here the Gra said he put it al tzavara, the ir shel zav. Over there, there doesn't seem to be anybody who holds that an ir shel zav is any type of necklace. It all seems to be some type of crown. Okay, so Rav Ravda wants to say perhaps there's a tie say from here. Now even though he had many kiss for the others of Ravda, he didn't find anything in the Ksav Yad that's different. He says maybe it's a tie, and it's supposed to say that Rabbi Akiva gave her a ir shel zav which was on her head. The only problem is it doesn't fit with the rest of it. Because over here he's saying that it was Keneged her Maisim Tovim, and that was where Gamliel said your Maisim are not. It works well in Argra, but you can't be Miyashev both of them. So it's a shtikul shver. The only thing he wants to say, he wants to be Mechadish like this. Lula de Mistafina, he says like this, that it's true. And Zamar de Kavart. He says, Mitzvah semaisim taivim that a lady does, Havada, it's necklace. It's a necklace time. He said, but a woman who's meiser nefesh, in order for her husband to learn Torah, like Reishas Rebbe Akiva, who sold her hair, in order that she should be able to send her husband to learn Torah, she gets an Atara al Reisha, because she caused his Torah. It's meisim taivim for her. It's her Maisim Tovim. But what did her Maisim Tovim do? It created Rebbe Akiva of Torah. So therefore she gets a Tachlit HaRoisha, which is a remez to the Torah. So maybe if he want to now put in, he wants to put in, it's a Toy Seifrim in our Gra, and it means he gave her a Torah HaRoisha, and yet Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Gamliel, was glorifying her Maisim Tovim. This reminds me of a Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says in Parshas, the Chukaisai, I think, the Meshech Chachma says that when one of the Amiroim was taken up to Shamayim, so they told him that you're able to see all of the schar of everyone, but not the schar of Reb Chiya. Because Reb Chiya's schar you're not able to see. So the Meshech Chachma says as follows, if I remember correctly, the Meshech Chachma says that the Gemara says that all the schar that the Nevi'im were misnabe, for all the schar type people are going to get an Olam Haba, are only for people who are machzik Talmidei Chachamim. But Talmidei Chachamim themselves, ayin l'ro'asa, there's no way for even anyone to fathom what type of schar it's going to get. Zag de Meshech Chachma, why? Because you get schar according to what you did. So if you help out a Talmud Chacham, so what you do? You gave him Gashmias to help him to be able to learn. But what you actually give him? You gave him some type of Gashmias that helped him. So your payment's going to be something that you could relate to also. We could relate to Gashmias. So it's not going to be a Gashmias payment, but it's going to be in Ruchnias, but it's something you could relate to. However, Talmidei Chachamim, Torah, that's something, they themselves, that's something that's beyond anything that a person understands when it comes to Torah. So the schar of Talmidei Chachamim, ayin le'ro'asa. But Zakt, the Meshech Chachma, what happens if you're the type of person, you didn't just support Talmidei Chachamim, you created Talmidei Chachamim. So what did Reb Chiya do? Reb Chiya went, and the Gemara says that he, right, he, he planted the flax in order to grow, spin the nets to catch the deer, to shecht it, to make klaf, to write Torah. He went around to all the cities and he taught each the Chamisha Chumsha Torah and the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So he created Talmid Chachamim, support Talmid Chachamim. When you create Talmid Chachamim, so that's the same schar as the Talmid Chacham, Havayin Lai Ruatzah. It's a whole different level, the creation. So that's similar over here. There's Maisim Taivim that Isha could do. She could support her husband. That's all in the world of Maisim Taivim. But Eishes Rebbe Akiva created Rebbe Akiva. If not for him, there'd be no Rebbe Akiva. She's the one who pushed him to go learn Aleph Beis with the kids. She's the one who pushed him off. Don't say, if it'd be up to me, he'll stay another 12 years. She created him. It's a whole different type of schar. It's a whole different madrega. Just like Rebbe Akiva created Talmidei Chachamim as opposed to just supporting Talmidei Chachamim. So that's how the Gra says pshat in this pasuk. So let's just do one more pasuk because it finishes the inyan here. It's a short pasuk. Tirei Zav Nasalach. So again, back to Rashi. Im Nekudos HaKosef. So Rashi says, Nimlechu Ani Uveiz Dinai Lefonai. I'm sorry, Lifnei Baparoi, Shasi Enu Vaz Kazek Es Liboy Lir Devacharecho. Tirei Zav Nasalach. Nasalach sort of means like, Hashem says, I discussed it with my Bezdin, like Nasa Adam. We discussed it, says Rashi. What did we discuss? That I'm going to be mechazik leiv paroi lirdoi facharecha im kol shvach ginzei yitzreisav. He's going to run after you with all of his riches and all of his storehouses. Kidei shenasalach tayrei kshutei azov. Again, the word tayrim is the same tayrei zav, is this type of adornment that goes on the face. So tayrei zav nasalach. Hashem says, we made it that he should chase after you with all of the gold, so you should end up with Tirei Zav, with this adornment. Im Nikudais HaKosef. So Rashi learns, clay kasef, Rashi learns it means silver things, Minukadim, that has dats, Umitsuyarim, and it has pictures, Bechar Bubaris, Vigvanim, all beautiful types of colors and things on it, and these silver things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, again, it's all part of the Bizes Hayam here, it's another Madrega, but Hashem is saying that I'm the one who caused it, that they should chase after you with all the riches of Mitzrayim, in order, I did it all in order that you should end up with Tirei Zav and Nekudos HaKosef. So the Gra continues, and he says, again, he's going all, it's in the world of the Kishutim Hashem did for Klal Yisrael in the world of Ruchnias. So he says, Tirei Zav, Pirish, I made for you Tachshitim Mishura Shel Zav. They're Tachshitim made out of rows of gold. Valeyam Nekudos HaKosef, like he said before. He said before, what's Nekudos HaKosef? You put silver on there in order the gold shines, and you have these dots of silver, makes it beautiful. Shehu Mehudur Ma'ayit. When you put a contrast, it makes it even more beautiful. If you inlay some gold with gold, so it's the same thing. But if you put a contrast with silver, says the Gra, it's a different color, it's the most beautiful thing. What's the inyan? The inyan is Shenasan Lanu Shnei Luchais. The two rays of the two things of gold are the two luchais, and on them are Nekudos HaKosef. What's that? Like Chazal tell us, shebein kol ois v'ois, between each ois and the luchais, hayakasuv dikdukei Torah v'dikdukei Seifrim. In between all the ois of the luchais, there was dikdukei Torah. So Rashi Masech Tosuka says dikdukei Torah means the ribuy oisiyos shebein lidrash behen ribuyim miutim. Or dikdukei Torah, all the ribuys and miutim we get from extra letters that the Torah was medaktik to write in ois yaseira for us to learn from. So the guy is saying that in between the letters and the luchais, it was written all of the drushas that you make from all of the dikdukei Torah. Now, what's Dikduke Seifrim? So Rashi Masech Tosukah says Dikduke Seifrim are the Haisafais that the Rabbanon made as a Siagra, as Naim Latira. The Gzeirais and the Archakas they made to keep a person away from Averis. Other in Shkalim, over there, Rashi is not Rashi, it's only the Mefarish, but Rashi says over there, it says that in days of when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, they forgot many different halachas, v'dikduke seifrim. So over there, the Mefarish says, dikduke seifrim was the the lishainas of the seifrim. Why are they called seifrim, the Rabbanan? Because they made lots of counts. Tesvav nashim, paichus arisayim, chamisha lo yitraimu, arba avos nezikin. The seifrim are called the ones who are counted. And umei oisam dikdukim shadayin loy tzirfum, nishtachu mei evla shalmoisha. So the ones that hadn't yet been put into groups, like maybe they knew about the 15 tzaris, but Chazal hadn't put together the arba avos nezikin. So the ones that hadn't been put into account yet, Klal Yisrael had forgotten. That's what it says over there. The Mefarish and Rabbeinu Gershom over there says it as well. Now we sang a bechidish over here, the Gain, because in the Gemaras that talk about in the Luchas having Diktuke Torah in between, no one, the Gemara or the Midrashim or the Yerushalmi doesn't say Diktuke Seifrim. The Gain Tzeng Chiddush, it seems that the Rabbanans were also somehow there. You have to figure out how that works with Archakas and Gzeiras and Bechira and all those type of Zachin. But, and it's not clear which Diktuke Seifrim the Gain means. Does he mean the numbers, which are more Deraisadik, or does he mean the Harchakas of the Derabanans, like it says over there? But the Gain is saying that on the Luchas, in between, there were all of these drushes as well. It's a very famous Beis Halevi between the first Luchas and the second Luchas. First Luchas had Kala Torah Kula, and all of Torah Shabbal Peh written on there, and that's why it was all Torah Shabbal Peh was like Torah Shabbal Ksav. Second Luchas only had Aseres Hadibros, and Torah Shabbal Peh became Torah Shabbal Peh, and our hearts, the heart of a Yid, became the cloth of Torah. You want to know where the cloth of Torah Shabbal Peh is? It's on the heart of every Jew. It was an Aliyah, says, in a way it was an Aliyah, says the Beis Halevi, because when Torah Shabbal Peh had a place for it to be written, it was all Torah Shabbal Ksav. So that was the cloth of Torah Shabbal Ksav, was the Torah and the Luchas and everything else. And we, Klal Yisrael, learned that we were like the Aron Kodesh, so we were like a Tashmish of Kedusha. But in the second Luchais, the only Luchais were just Aseres HaDibros, and Torah Shabbat Ksav remained only Torah Shabbat Ksav, and Torah Shabbat Peh doesn't have a klaf. So where does it get written? It gets written on our hearts. The klaf is not Tashmish Kedusha, it's the Kedusha itself. The klaf, having the Torah written on it, is the Sefer Torah. So we, Klal Yisrael, became the Sifrei Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh. So even though with the Egel we lost a lot, however, one gain we got is in Eloi, in who Klal Yisrael is, we became the cloth of Torah Shabbal Peh. Now, just the last thing, in the second shot, when the Gra says Nekudais HaKesef, he says an interesting thing. He says Nekudais means what we call Nekudais, the dots. And he says, for example, he says, Ki Shairesh Kala Mitzvahs Tali B'Nekudais. Hashem gave us the Luchais and the Torah, Torezov, Im Nekudais HaKesef. He says, because it depends how you read a word. And we had this in the, also in Sanhedrin recently, Yeshem L'Masayis, Yeshem L'Mikra, is it how it's written? It's how it's read? Is it Yoichal? Is it Yeyochel? Is it Chelev? Is it Chalav? You have to know your Nekudas, if not you'll mess up the whole Halacha. V'chein Kulan. So he says, so therefore, V'chol Davar Hadibur Aloifanov K'may Tapuche Zav B'maskiyas Kesef. That's a Pasuk in Mishlei as well. The Pasuk in Mishlei says you have golden apples, but it's covered over with silver. She'ein Hazav Nira L'daki Haru'us. You can only see the gold if you look clearly, if you look very closely at it, through the little holes of the silver, you could see the gold. So it comes here also. When you look at Torah, you don't see any nekudas, and you can mess yourself up. If you have to be medaktik to be able to see, if you're able to know what the Messiah is and see very closely how it's supposed to be read, then you'll be able to read the nekudas properly. And that's how we have Zecher Amalek and Zachar Amalek, the Gemara says. They made a mistake because they thought it's only the males, because the Rebbe taught them wrong, or they didn't understand properly. A lot of the Torah is telling in how you read it. And that's the importance of Nekudais. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us he gave us the Torah, the Torah Zav, he says, I gave with the Nekudais HaKesef. I gave it with those silver Nekudais, meaning the Nekudais of the words, that you have to pay attention properly to be able to see what the gold really is. If you want to know what the halacha, the gold lying behind it, you have to look through the silver and understand what the silver represents, what the Nekudais are. So these, according to the Gra, are three psukim which describes to us the kishutim of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, like he said, L'susasi, you're my most beloved of everything, and I gave you the most kishutim, just like Paray's horse had the most kishutim in the world. Klal Yisrael, you're my beloved, and I gave you these beautiful adornments. So we'll stop here.